How is the sound online? Can you all hear? Yes. John Beatty is giving me a thumbs up. All right. So we're good. This is the last Sunday of the liturgical year, which means we are invited to think about how this whole story, the story of God and Jesus and eternal life, how it's going to wrap itself up before we start over next week with Advent 1. This scripture about goats and sheep are the last words of Jesus' discourse in Matthew, one that points us straight to Judgment Day. So what advice is Jesus going to leave us with before he hangs out with his friends, the disciples, for the last time? He says that the king is going to divide us up into two groups. Okay, we're going to have the sheep over here, and to use the text from our scripture today, they are righteous, and they are headed straight into eternal life. And over here, we're going to have the goats. Again, using our text from our scripture today, they're going to go away, and they are going to be punished eternally. This is what we can expect on Judgment Day. Or is it? What if, however, this passage isn't about what will happen, but about what is happening right now? In other words, what if this isn't about going to heaven or going to hell at all, but about what we are asked to do right now, which is to feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe those that need resources, care for the sick, and show humanness to those in prison? What if the difference between the goats and the sheep is not about mortality or immortality, but about what we are invited into when we embrace a life with God? Could it be argued that eternal life is tied into the abundance of our life here on earth? Abundance meaning living our life to the greatest extent possible. The contrast then to that would be eternal punishment, which would be living our life here in a limited capacity, living our days unaware of or choosing not to live into the goodness of life with God. By showing compassion for others, simply listening to each other, by sharing our love with all people through simple acts of kindness or a kind word to someone having a hard day, right? I mean, this list could go on and on and on of ways we could do this. We're living into that fullness of this life that God has allowed for us. However, when we choose not to look outside ourselves, we're limiting the quality of our life. So this scripture today can serve as sort of a check-in for us. Are we living our lives to serve ourselves? Do we choose our own desires and outcomes before those of others? Are we willing to look beyond what is best for us, to extend hospitality and grace, to work for the kingdom of God? If COVID taught us anything, and like me, I'm guessing it taught each of you a lot of lessons that you didn't necessarily want to go through, but can appreciate the outcome, it showed us the reality of how closely we're all tied together. It showed us who was willing to work together as a community to make choices that maybe were not fun or desirable or easy, but we made them to take care of the people around us. I think this COVID illustration works exactly for what Jesus is trying to teach us this morning in this scripture. Because if you look at this scripture text closely, it's not about my choices. It's not about your choices. It's about our choices. He said, when was it that we saw you and welcomed you or didn't welcome you, right? When was it that you were sick or in prison and we didn't visit you? This is about us continuing to build up the kingdom of God together. When one of the least of these is in trouble or sick or hurting or lonely, it affects all of us. I'll be honest with you, the part of this scripture that I don't really like is that I feel like it's pinning those sheep and those goats against each other. It's that mentality that we hear from people that you're either in or you're out. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. You're part of the church, you're not part of the church. You're part of X, Y, and Z, you're not part of X, Y, and Z. I believe that we're all sheep, right? After all, God is our shepherd. It says that over and over and over again. And theologically speaking, most of you probably know, I don't believe in hell as an eternal punishment after this life on earth. I think God is grace, and God is forgiveness, and God is peace, and I cannot reconcile God being anything other than those things. So assuming that's the case, what is our job? What is it asking us to do? Our job is not to separate the sheep from the goats, because it's not our place to do the judging. Our job is to welcome the stranger, right? Not simply greeting a literal stranger that comes into this building on a Sunday morning for worship, but to go out of our way to get to know someone that is lonely. We have a real crisis in this country right now with depression and anxiety and loneliness. And how do we welcome these strangers into community that is authentic and help them find their place? I was listening to a podcast this week where they talked about this verse. And instead of using the word welcome, they used the word usher. As in, how do we usher people in? How do we greet them? How do we get to know them well enough that, like a good usher, a literal usher, we can seat them where they're most comfortable? How do we welcome, or how do we usher people into this community? And sure, Ames UCC, maybe, but this big sea of community, this big kingdom of God where we all belong together, where the quirks of one person makes all of us better, where the pain of one person can be lightened because we're all in this life together. Our job, then, is to find out who is hungry and find a way to feed them. And not just on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but in the depths of winter, on those terribly hot days in July, our job is to feed people. Our job is to show care and compassion for a sick friend and a neighbor, to find ways to advocate for systematic change for those in prison, for gun control, for immigration, for those living in poverty, to share God's love with all of God's people, to share God's love that we know with all of God's people, to let that love just spill out of you, to extend peace, and to do it not because you're looking for favor from God, but because you want to live in to this kingdom of God that God has invited us into. That we don't do these things because we're afraid of the goat line, but we do them because we're all connected, and that by welcoming a stranger and feeding the hungry and advocating for the rights of others allows those in our community to have a more full life. And when we all have a more full life, then we all live into a more full life. Because if the least of these is hungry or hurting or lonely or sick, then each and every one of us still has work to do. So these are the words that Jesus leaves us. He knew the direction of how the story was going to continue for him. But during this final teaching, what does he ask of us? He asks us, all of us, to keep care of one another. So let us continue to do that and to do it well. Amen.